Welcomes everyone to tonight's shiur. Tonight's shiur is sponsored L'Zeicha Nishmas Hachave Moshe Mordechai Ben Tzvi Machla Pesel Basar Yisachar Refuah Shleima. It's Rizachos for Refuah Shleima from Aleph Mit Basar Rochel Nissen Ben Chaya and Chaim David Ben Leah. The Monty Night Seder Beis Medrash, his sole purpose is to Kvod Shemayim, to create more additional Torah throughout the Monty community. Leah and Hara, we've been very successful with Shurim, various Shurim throughout the entire Monty. Aside from the Night Seder Beis Medrash, which we have over here, which we have a tremendous Hakara Sataif to the congregation over here, Shari Tfila, for graciously hosting us. The Night Seder has many different programs. Anyone that does not learn at night in the Beis Medrash, we strongly urge you to try to come to speak to someone from the Night Seder. Hopefully we can set you up with either a chavusa, a chabura, a shir, or something of the sort. Tonight we have with us, it's a great honor and zechus to have with us, Rabbi Zev Smith, Reish Mesifta, Yeshiva Teravidas, also a Magid Shir for Eben Shirei Teravah. He actually was here, for those of you that remember, he was here last year, gave over words of true inspiration, which we all enjoyed, by virtue of the fact that he's here again this year. Hopefully he feels the same way about coming here. Rabbi Zev Smith.
Chazal suggests poison bechvayd achsanya. I don't think that's necessary this evening. Looking around, or better yet, listening to the beautiful Kol Torah as I walked in, is eloquent testimony of the achsanya. I feel very inspired to think about these walls. How many hundreds and thousands of hours of Torah have gone into these walls? Certainly very important for me to tell you how much I feel about this Night Seder, what it's doing to the community, what it's doing to individuals. And I thank you for allowing me to be part of this and being the opportunity to get to know Rabbi Yossi Himi, who was inspiration in his Ahavas HaTorah, in his burning love for Torah. The Eibishter should give him and all of you and the Rav Zangezunt the Hatzlacha to continue to be this bastion of Kavod HaTorah. I want to pose a very simple question. Everybody knows the importance of Avas Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva put it succinctly, that's the essence of Torah. But if I could ask you a very simple question, what does it really mean? What does Ahavas Yisrael mean on a practical level? So you're wondering, what's the question? Du chesed, and bikecholim, and nichem aveilim, but that's not true. In Saita Yudal, the Gemara has a pasuk in Parshas Re'ei, Achri Hashem olekecha teleichun, you have to do bikecholim, nichem aveilim, malbisharumim. In Bava Kama, Dav Kuf Yud, the Gemara darshan the pasuk in Parshas Yisrael, Vaydates aderech yelchuba, you should do chesed. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, the Maradash is the pasuk we see every day. Zekeli v'anveyu, have a doimelo, you have to be like the Bar Yoel, you have to have a love for chesed. Three psukim about chesed. So what is V'Ahavta Kamoicha all about? If you have any doubts, listen please to the words of the Rambam in L'Chiz Deyis, with the Rambam, paskins in no uncertain terms, there's a mitzvah on every Jew to love every single Jew. And then he says the word lafikach. What's the Rambam's primary example of Ahavas Yisrael? We would think, well, bikecholim, nichem aveilim, right? Listen to the Rambam's strange suggestion. Lafikach tzarech lesaper b'shvachai. The Rambam that first came to his brilliant mind, an expression of Ahavas Yisrael means compliment the other person. Not a word about bikecholim, nichem aveilim. What's going on here? If I could ask another question. We all know the well-known Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, where the guy came to Hillel and says, teach me your whole Torah. And what was Hillel's response? Dalachsani lechavrich leisavit, which, as we know, is the concept of Yahafta l'reacha kamoicha. But the question is obvious. If he wanted to tell him that the essence of our Torah is Yahafta l'reacha kamoicha, why didn't he say that? Why did he have to compose his own nusach, Dalachsani lechavrich leisavit? You know, in yeshiva, there's the Yetzirah to say an egg in the Chiddush. You take someone else's thought, you dress it up, and it becomes yours. That wasn't Hillel's attitude. Why did he say simply, V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha? And can I ask you another question? Is it really possible, V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha? You know, the Ramban says al HaTorah, it's an afloga, it's an exaggeration. It's not humanly possible to ask a human being to love his fellow as himself. And is it halachically true? But the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, the well-known story, people are traveling in the desert, there are two people going, and there's only one jug of water. So Ben Batura says, what do you do? You can't take it for yourself and let your friend die. Akshebar Rabbi Kiva, and he said, no, V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, this chayecha koidlin. You go first. And I'm confused. The same Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yisai, that became synonymous with V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, he says, you go first. So what does he mean, V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, if you go first? And then it hit me. We have a mitzvah of V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, the cornerstone of our Torah. We don't know what it means. We don't know the halachic ramifications of it. To us, it's an exaggeration, and it's not even true. I like to consider myself a student of halacha. So what do you do if you have a shverah concept? You look in the Gemara, how the Gemara develops the theme of that particular halacha, and you get a better picture. Did you ever wonder where we find in Shas, Gemaras, that have practical applications of V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha? Well, I wondered, and I found six Gemaras that have a basic theme, a recurring theme. What does it mean, V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hei speaks about someone that's chayiv the misa of skila. And I'll spare you the gory details, but the Gemara wonders exactly how to administer skila. So the Gemara gives a prescribed way of doing it, and says the Gemara, if Bezdin deviates from the method, and they cause him a little more pain or suffering, V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, berar loy misa yafa. Isn't that astonishing? This individual that did the worst crime, he's chayiv misas bezdin, and if bezdin are not sensitive enough to be thoughtful and to try to minimize his pain and suffering, that's a flagrant violation of v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. That's one Gemara. The second Gemara is in Sanhedrin Nun Hei. A little, we all like a little variety, right? This is speaking about the Misa of Sreifa. How to administer the Misa of Sreifa, and again, I'll spare you the morbid details, but the Gemara says you have to do it this way, and if you do it any other way, V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, that's a violation of V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. The third Gemara is Ksubis, Daf Lamed Zayin, about how to give hereg. Sheyomus maher, he should die quickly, and again, I spare you the gruesome details, but if there's any deviation, that's a violation of V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. The fourth Gemara is in Soita Daf Ches, worrying about the busha, the humiliation of that person that's chayiv misas bezdin. And if bezdin are not sensitive enough, and worrying about his busha, That's a flagrant violation of v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. You know, I was thinking, imagine if we'd have to write a Shulchan Aruch. Hilchis v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. Do you know what it would look like? But please don't laugh. Sif Aleph is how to give skila. Sif Beis, how to give Sreifa. Sif Gimel, how to give Hereg. And Sif Dalid, to worry about the busha of this criminal. The Gemara says, giving someone Misa was once in 7 years, once in 70 years. I mean, it had to be a sure deal. And yet this person, this despicable person, if Beis Din are not sensitive enough to worry about his pain or his busha, that's a flagrant violation of Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha. Astonishing, isn't it? And then you think, that's Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha? But he's such an evil person. He's Chayav Mises Beis Din. So you know, we asked that question to Yad Rama in Sanhedrin Nun Beis, and you know what he answers? It's not a question. The pasuk alludes to that. Says the Yad Rama, v'yahavta l'reyacha, from the lashon of Ra, the evil one in you. Beis Din has to worry about that Ra, because that's our kol ha'Torah kula. Do you understand this? Is this our the essence of our heilig Torah, kol ha'Torah kula, to worry about the feelings of this Ra? The answer, I tell you, is a resounding yes. Because we have a glorious, magnificent, splendid Torah that teaches us so much about Bein Adam L'Chaveri and so much about Ahavas Yisrael. But there's one vital prerequisite. You have to see the other person. V'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha is a world of opportunities. But it only begins if you're caring enough to see the other individual. And I'll give you an example. I know an old Yid, Amar Bitztayra, Rosh Hashiva, and he travels every day from neighborhood A to neighborhood B, which will remain unnamed. And he says, you know, you speak to people, I'm going to ask you a question, maybe you can tell me a teretz. I travel every day from A to B, and I stand in a strategic spot, which is a bus stop. And it's well known that anybody who wants to go from A to B stands there. And it's understandable that people that are driving, Yiddish people driving from A to B, they see me standing, they'll pick me up, they'll give me a ride. After all, it could be a sweltering heat or a biting cold weather, you know. And I tell you, I'm not out to bash people, but on the average, 20 people that I know just drive by with an empty car and leave me standing. So maybe one of them is an Atzola member, maybe one of them, his wife's going to labor, but you know, after I exhaust all my opportunities of Damlikav Schus, there are invariably 20 people that drive by and leave an old man standing in the street. How do you explain that? So I said, I'll tell you the answer, very simple. They didn't see you. No, they saw you, your body, your individual, your person, but they didn't see your need. You know, they didn't put two and two together. Not everybody's so good at math.